The baby is dead in his mother's arms. Art Keller can tell from the way the bodies lie, her on top, the baby beneath her, that she tried to shield her child. She must have known, Art thinks, that her own soft body could not have stopped bullets, not from automatic rifles, not from that range. But the move must have been instinctive. A mother puts her own body between her child and harm. So she turned, twisted as the bullets hit her, then fell on top of her son. Did she really think she could save the child? Maybe she didn't, Art thinks. Maybe she just didn't want the baby to see death blaze out from the barrel of a gun. Maybe she wanted her child's last sensation in this world to be that of her bosom, enfolded in love. Art is a Catholic. At 47 years of age, he's seen a lot of Madonnas, but nothing like this one. Cuernos de Chivo, he hears someone say, quietly, almost whispered, as if they were in church. Cuernos de Chivo. Horns of the Goat, AK-47s. Art already knows that. Hundreds of 7.62-millimeter shell casings lie on the patio's concrete floor, along with some 12-gauge shotgun shells and some 5.56s, probably, Art thinks, from AR-15s. But most of the casings are from the Cuernos de Chivo, the favored weapon of the Mexican narcotraficantes. 19 bodies. 19 more casualties in the war on drugs, Art thinks. He's used to looking at bodies from his 14-year war with the Don Barrera. He's looked at many, but not 19, not women, children, babies, not this. 10 men, 3 women, 6 children, lined up against the patio wall and shot. Blasted is more the word, Art thinks, blasted to pieces in an incontinent rush of bullets. The amount of blood is unreal, a pool the size of a large carpet, an inch thick with black dried blood. Blood splattered on the walls, blood splattered on the manicured lawn where it glistens black-red on the tips of the grass, the blades of which looked to him like tiny, bloody swords. They must have put up a fight as they realized what was about to happen, pulled from their beds in the middle of the night, dragged out to the patio, lined up against the wall. Someone had finally offered a struggle because furniture is tipped over, heavy, wrought-iron patio furniture, glass shattered on the concrete. Art looks down and sees, Christ, it's a doll. Its brown glass eyes staring up at him, lying in the blood, a doll and a small cuddly animal and a beautifully rendered pinto horse in plastic, all lying in blood by the execution wall. Children, Art thinks, pulled out of sleep, grab their toys and hold on to them, even as, especially as, the guns roar. An irrational image comes to him, a stuffed elephant. A childhood toy he always slept with. It had one button eye. It was stained with vomit, with urine, with all the various childhood effluvia, and it smelled of all of them. His mother had sneaked it away in his sleep and replaced it with a new one with two eyes and a pristine aroma. And when Art woke up, he thanked her for the new elephant and then found and retrieved the old one from the trash. Art Keller hears his own heart break. He switches his gaze to the adult victims. Some are in pajamas, expensive silk pajamas and negligees, some in t-shirts. Two of them, a man and a woman, are naked, as if they had been grabbed from a post-coital sleeping embrace. What once had been love, Art thinks, is now naked obscenity. One body lies alone along the opposite wall, an old man, the head of the family, probably shot last, Art thinks, forced to watch his family killed and then dispatched himself mercifully. Art wonders, was it some sort of sick mercy? But then he sees the old man's hands. His fingernails have been ripped out, then the fingers chopped off. His mouth is still open in a frozen scream, and Art can see the fingers sticking to his tongue, meaning that they thought someone in his family was a dado, a finger, an informer. Because I led them to believe that. God forgive me. He searches through the bodies until he finds the one he's looking for. When he does, his stomach lurches and he has to fight back the vomit in his throat because the young man's face has been peeled like a banana. The strips of flesh hang obscenely from his neck. Art hopes that they did this after they shot him, but he knows better. The bottom half of his skull has been blown off. They shot him in the mouth. Traitors get shot in the back of the head, informers in the mouth. They thought it was him. Which was exactly what you wanted them to think, Art tells himself. Face it. It worked out just the way you planned. But I never envisioned this, he thinks. I never thought they'd do this. There must have been servants, Art says, workers. The police have already checked the workers' quarters. Gone, one of the cops says. Disappeared. Vanished. He forces himself to look at the bodies again. It's my fault, Art thinks. I brought this on these people. I'm sorry, he thinks. I am so, so sorry. Bending over the mother and the child, Art makes the sign of the cross and whispers, In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. El poder del perro, he hears one of the Mexican cops murmur. The power of the dog.